Chapter 6. Christ Michael's Way to Drive His Universe. Siem Thru Eve, October 8, 2008. In the evening then Siem checked in shortly and asked for a chat. I promised him, but then I was very tired and assured him I would be ready the next morning. Siem, here I am, as promised.
Siem, I'm very pleased, Eve.
Quite some time has passed since we had our last chat.
Well, Asa tried to give me the kisses on your behalf, but I wanted to collect them myself.
And you are not wearing your sunglasses.
Siem, no, not right now.
It's my gift for you to allow you a look into my eyes.
Your mighty presence is shining in them so brightly.
Siem, come on, let me hug you.
My presence is not regarded as that mighty by some of my colleagues and councils of the big universe.
See, it's not that they would not love me, they really do and respect and honor me. But to a certain degree I am in their view some kind of exotic.
Your perception is correct. My high risk allowance in my universe and my very unconventional ways of handling situations and stepping into them seems to them that like, and from time to time they simply shake their heads.
I always try to be among you, dear ones.
When I am your father, I am not the kind of father on a far distant throne. I'm the kind of father going on excursions with his kids, to the soccer ground, etc. I wish to be touchable for you.
Right now, there are some among my kids that rebel a lot against their father with the intention to test whether they can dominate him.
Well, they won't come through with this.
Wherever they go, there's no way to avoid passing and meeting me.
Siem, why are you so extraordinarily different from other creator sons?
Siem, this is a question you must ask the eternal creator.
Do you think he himself might wonder what went wrong when creating you?
Siem, no, surely not.
Of course, I am a part of him, too, so I would say that this is due to the creativity and evolution of the whole creation.
If you have an identical concept as a basis for universes, these will in spite of this develop differently within a certain scale.
It's fascinating to observe what happens within the given frame, but the limits can clearly be recognized as they were set.
Maybe I am a factor giving evolution a leap forward, as a model and showcase for all.
This is the fabrics I see as my personal identity, and this is also the fabrics you are made of.
This is the reason for the fact that you are here with me as team members and transformers.
Very conservative team members would tend to hold back things.
I need challengers and pioneers to operate in the scheme that seems to be adequate for me.
Some councils charge me to be too risky.
You charge, councils charge.
This is natural, as it's a basis for meeting decisions and to make up one's mind.
There is a difference between charging and judging.
It's like that. They see me moving the frame sides to a wider picture, and some of them feel uncomfortable.
They are somehow holding the hand in front of the eyes and say, "Okay, for heaven's sake, this is Christ Michael again."
Well, good luck then.
Then there are observers who would never do something like that themselves, but they are interested like you in TV shows you love to watch, and they are placing themselves in the first row to see what happens.
They comment.
Well, Christ Michael is always good for an exciting show.
And some of them, well, a few are starting to ask themselves whether they carry some hidden CM factors inside.
Just a few, dear.
CM, you were once talking about souls incarnate with the potential to once become creators of universes, too.
This is unusual.
CM, indeed.
Remember, I am the explorer of a new way to go.
The output of my universe is meant to be extraordinary and diamond-like, strong with love, reliable and unbreakable.
This is the pride I have in my concept of creation and my focus.
My fellows and assistants in this project must fit into this concept.
I do not have any conservative assistants.
Every single of you is enthusiastic about this expedition.
CM, you are a beautiful and brilliant mind. When do you think your mission will have been successful?
CM, when I step in front of the Eternal Father of all that is, presenting all the shining diamond souls, telling him, "Beloved Father of mine, this is what Nebidonia and me have created in gratitude, grace and love to delight you and to honor your presence as the Eternal Father and Prime Creator."
But see, I cannot do this without the precious pearls of my team.
CM, have you always been such a pioneer?
CM, well, let's say I was created with the potential to be one. It was my decision to explore this potential, and this made me become who I am.
See, when you are reaching out to create a universe, you have received education and information from teachers who are some kind of conservative.
Then it's your own turn to start and to collect experience.
Every moving thing tends to start in a slow mode.
I started in a conservative way, but quickly discovered that the usual manners did not match my inner marker.
I had been developing new skills and handling tools, and many watchers were astonished about when my creation turned out to be more risky straight from the beginning.
The difference between could and will do was quite clear to me.
This universe of Nebidon was the only one I had, so I had to meet a decision. It was a will-do decision, and the reason why a team collected around me that was fascinated from the first universal minute of creation on. You went with me all along the way. I can't put in words how many sessions we had considering existing potentials. You have been in the mud for me so many times, and out of your purest love and dedication for me, you said, CM, we will manage this for you. This has been so touching to my heart that I decided to go into the mud myself beyond of the usual measure. All of you of my dear ground crew have a hands-on mentality, and I love that. I can't tell you how much I love that. I love that so much that I want to demonstrate that I am among you with my sleeves up at work. It's a new way to demonstrate unity, and this is seen in all the universes. I can do that without generating further problems elsewhere in Nebidon, as Gabriel of Solvington and all the rest are performing a brilliant backup for myself. All experience we have collected so far has acknowledged to me that I made the right choice by deciding the way I did. Explorers always face doubters, but this is a natural way, even in universes. I cannot express with words the love that dwells among me and all of you. The longer the road has been that we walk together, the more mighty love grows. It's love beyond any measure, and even though there is sadness because of the rebels, I am always seeking to gift you with opportunities to develop your skills and potentials. I don't mind if you are sending me protest emails out of your mind stating you were fed up and where the hell I remain. I am here, folks, and it's quite a road to go. This is the time where you must decide, or you will be made a decision. Make known to your fellows that this is the time to either make a new 5D contract for renting my beloved seed planet Urantia for the next cycle, or to simply move out to another home in this universe where contracts for 3D renting are still available. And the one signing the new contract will redo the planet, as you would redo an apartment that has suffered from a long living in there. I will show you how to redo this planet, and afterwards we'll have a big party and celebration. Folks, I am your chief of redoing, and I don't care whether some councils laugh at me saying, have you ever seen a creator's son with a brush in his hand? I love adventures. Many of you do, too. You attend rallies down there. I attend the correcting time for Urantia. There are many gifts and surprises waiting for you along the way, for all my faithful ones that hold the line, who keep the light shining amidst the mud, and who do this with a trusting heart to manifest the golden age out of their love for their cosmic parents, for their fellows on the road, and for the eternal creator of all that is. May I ask you to share this with the public, and I'm now going back to my work of redoing my seed planet back into light and love. Thank you and namaste, dear one. I am Christ Michael of Nebidon.